Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Dallas Wings are losing 41-34 versus the Seattle Storm right now. Paige Beckers has 9 points. She leads the Wings in scoring. She has 4 assists on the day, which is the most assists she had because she only had 3 in her opening game the other day. The Wings looking for their first win of the season, under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
A lot of basketball left. And look, we knew that the Wings weren't going to be great this year, right? I mean, there's a reason you don't get the number one pick if you're a good team, unless you're the Mavericks. Hey! Every now and again, something like that happens. But then every now and again, the worst team or one of the worst teams gets a pick. We're efforting to get our boy Kurt Heelan on. It looks like Jake is just having fits back there. Hold on. There he goes. I think he just
fits
went
and
through
suds.
He's having fits and suds back there. Trying to get Kurt, because Kurt was like, "Well, I just answered, and there was nobody in the line. So what's going on here? So what? I mean, something's got to give.
Somebody's lying.
Somebody is not being.
Somebody's
honest.
Fibbing.
Are we calling it? Do we think it's not new guy Jake?
Someone said no one's going to come here to the Mavericks after what they did to Klay Thompson. If you're an aging veteran that wants to make a championship run, you never know when this organization is going to pull the rug from out under. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Well, let's ask this gentleman that's on the line right now. Let's welcome to the program, to the D&M Leasing Hotline, friend of the program and one of the best of the biz when talking all things round ball from Pro Basketball Talk, Mr. Kurt Heelan. And Kurt, look, just be real with us, my man. Your initial thought when you saw the Dallas Mavericks get the number one pick last week?
Honestly, I'm like, yeah, outside of the "are you kidding me" moment, because it's just such a leap up the board. It was kind of just one of those things where I'm like, it felt karmically weird, I'll be honest with you, just after everything that had happened this year. It's great for Dallas fans. I'm really happy for them. I wasn't so sure about for the organization. You know, it just felt a little strange, but I'm really happy for the fans because it's a great fan base that got punched in the gut. We'll use that phrasing during the season. And this gives you've got a very good player coming in that can be the foundation of something in the future.
No, you absolutely do. So let me ask you this. Of course, now the next question is everybody's kind of freaking out because they're like, well, look, if Nico's traded away Luka, who's to say that he won't trade the number one pick? Patrick Dumont through Tim McMahon has come out and said, no, we're not going that route again. What are you hearing, and do you think there would be any chance that they would be foolish to trade this number one pick and pass on Cooper Flagg?
They would absolutely be foolish to trade this number one pick. And I mean – even if I think, obviously Giannis is kind of the biggest, best name out there, right? Like if Giannis called, I'd still be like, nah, I'm not taking the 30-year-old guy for Cooper. I mean, I'd trade him for Wemby, but that ain't happening.
Right, exactly.
Like, that's the one deal I'd make, but outside of that one, no. And I'm you can call the Spurs. My guess is that's not going anywhere. So, no, I think, and you're in a great spot in this sense. I mean, I don't want to say next year's a gap year, but you're going to have to get through Cooper Flagg's rookie year. But in 2 years, you've still got a relatively young Anthony Davis. You get Kyrie Irving back fully healthy and now an experienced Cooper Flagg. And you're a good to very good team, you know, depending on what's around them and how they're feeling and all that. But like, you're in a good spot then. And Flagg gives you the bridge to whatever's after that.
Kurt, let's talk. When you look at this current Dallas Mavericks roster, there's some awkward fitting pieces. You got PJ Washington that plays the same position as Cooper Flagg. You got Klay Thompson that, depending on who you ask, had a maybe an okay season or a disappointing season. You've got some players on the bench that are making mid-level money. If you were in charge of the Mavericks, what would be kind of some of your first and second options when you talk about reshuffling this team in the offseason? Or do you just keep the team as is and draft Cooper Flagg?
Well, first off, you draft Cooper Flagg and then see what you can get. I think what you're thinking about is what this team looks at like when you get Kyrie back,
correct,
you know, end of next season, and especially into the one after that. So I could see where if you could get the right deal for PJ Washington, look, basically anybody and everybody's on the table. There's outside of Kyrie and AD, there is nobody on that roster. Man, I'm not trading that guy. Like, now you might want a lot back. And I think PJ, there's places PJ could fit in around the league that might be, you know, he's got value. He plays two ways. Like, there's stuff to like about him for a team that needs a four or needs some depth up front or some depth. Yeah. Like, there would be options. So you can check it out. But you're not under pressure to make. It's not win now, oh my God, we got to go do something, Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Lakers kind of position. We're like, we feel like we've got to do this now before our aging star leaves. And, what you know, like, you can be a little more patient this offseason and only make the good deals that make sense and not be kind of feel the pressure to do something.
How much of a destination do you think the Dallas Mavericks will be this offseason? And a name that I've brought up a couple of times, the Dallas Mavericks reporting has come out that they want another guard to kind of fill that role while Kyrie is out for injury, and then to also play alongside Kyrie when he comes back. The name that I threw out that I think would be a good fit is Lonzo Ball, relatively cheap. Kind of, what do you think of that name or some other names that you thought of?
Lonzo Ball is underrated. You've got to have another guard with him because he can he's going to play limited minutes at this point. He cannot give you 30 a night just because of what happened with his knee. But frankly, nobody really watched last year because unless you were a masochist like myself and kind of a junkie, nobody was watching Chicago Bulls basketball. Mm-hmm. He's playing pretty well. Like
I agree.
He's not as athletic as he was, but like, he was always a high IQ player.
Smart.
Who defended well, who, you know, exactly. I like that fit. I think that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There would be other guys who could also become available over the course of the summer. There's going to be some shifting around of point guard situations in places. I don't know if, you know, we'll see what happens with guys like Fred VanVleet and some other guys that are out there that are available. Boston's going to be shaking up theirs, but I don't think you want to pay. I don't think Drew Holiday fits your timeline, or he makes a lot of money. You know, I don't know if you want to pay what he's going to make, but I think that the point guard idea is obviously the direction to go. And I think honestly, Lonzo's great because you can, once Kyrie is back, like, he's great off. That's the perfect backup, right? Like, that's the perfect 15 to 20 minute a night guy behind him.
So I guess what I'm getting at here, and then I'll shut up and let Fred ask a question. How aggressive do you think the Mavericks should be in getting this point guard, getting this guard? Should they be thinking of the future, getting a young guy that can play alongside, maybe even not usurp, but take over once Kyrie leaves, because we know he's in the later part of his career? Or should they just be finding a stopgap? How do you balance trying to find a bench role plus a starting role with Kyrie, plus when Kyrie's gone? How would you go about that, and what type of player, contract, age you're looking at?
I would love to get a young guy who could be part of the future in that. And if you can get in on a trade where that guy is in the mix, go for it. But again, I think the key is not to be pressured into a deal you don't want. If you end up signing a veteran point guard who can come in for a year, you know, you get him on a mid-level-y deal and you've got him for a year or two, that's fine. You can kick some of these cans down the road for a year. You're not under pressure to win it next year. So, like, you're building something. So wait for the right deal. But if you can get the young point guard, you want to start looking for guys on Flag's timeline as you start to fill out the roster. So, yeah, you can take a veteran or two now, but long term, you would love to get a young up and coming point guard who's available. It's just hard to find those guys because people don't really want to give them up.
I'm going to piggyback off something real quick that Blake had asked, and it's kind of a two-parter, but now what's kind of the feeling around the league as far as Nico Harrison's concerned? Are they looking at this as like, hey, Dallas got bailed out, or hey, wink and a nod, sure seems kind of funny that you trade away Luka 3 months ago, bail out LA, and then you with your 1.8% chance, and we've seen what happens in the past when that happens, like Chicago getting Derrick Rose, wink, wink. I mean, come on, you know, look, yeah. You and I are old enough to know that this, you know, a coincidence is a coincidence. What's the feeling around the league about Nico, and again, will he be able to get folks to want to play for the Mavericks?
I think so. Like, I think, look, this is still a guy with relationships around the league. And while there were a lot of people who scoffed at the trade he made,
yeah,
that doesn't mean they're not going to do business with him. That doesn't mean they're not going to talk to him down the line, or that, frankly, that they don't like him as a person. Like, that you know, I know from my own marriage, my wife stuck with me through, you know, some decisions she may not have enjoyed completely. So, you know.
But you didn't trade away any of her kids either, though. So there is that.
Well, that's because I couldn't get any good young talent coming back, unfortunately. So.
No first round picks?
Yeah. Couldn't get a first round pick for my kids. They're kind of D2 kids. So, you know. No. I still think that, you know, I don't think it affects it that much. I do think that there was a lot of how should I put this? I know too many people who've been in the room, and I just, for a lot of reasons, haven't gone to the draft and been in the room for the you know, ping pong balls themselves. I know too many people, and I've talked to too many people, that it's not really riggable, but man, the number of coincidences, and I don't mean just Dallas. I mean, Pelicans.
Cleveland wins 3 out of 4 years, man. I mean, this isn't. I mean,
yeah.
You know, shout out to the Spurs, yeah, back to back top two picks. Spurs, yeah,
the Spurs get a top two pick, and they got David Robinson the 1 year they tanked years ago. Like, you can go way back with this stuff.
You know, you absolutely can. And then you know this all too well,
it's
Kurt.
So many of it.
Well, and then I'll say this. All right, and real quick, your thoughts on this. you're getting ready to go into a, what, $80 billion TV deal? All right. Do you really want LA looking like the way it was? Because we remember what LA was. You remember real good what LA was like between Kobe and LeBron. I mean, it was no man's land for a while. And do you really want to have the fourth biggest media market in the country with a fan base that hates it?
I think the second part of that is the real concern. Yeah. Like, you don't. At the end of the day, man, it's a business and it's an entertainment business.
Yeah.
And you can't turn off the fan base. We've, you know, like, you've seen it in music, you've seen it in movies where some star does something.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a long list of them where suddenly the fans are just like, yeah, I'm not buying that music anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to see this person in the film, in movies anymore. You can't do that, which is why I think, you know, the Cooper flag thing really does bail you out. But yeah, it's happened so many times over the years where you're just like, really, that's where it's going. But then again, the flip side of that is you're right, man. San Antonio is set up for the future.
Yeah, no, they really are.
Nobody else.
All right, real quick.
And so is Oklahoma City, and they're not exactly a big market.
No, they're not. All right, real quick, 20 seconds. We're down to the final four. I'm guessing that the NBA would love to see a Knicks-Minnesota series. What say you?
I'm sure they would. They are going to get Oklahoma City. That is the best team in the league. That is going to be your champion. They won their championship, frankly, yesterday.
Okay.
They may get New York. That Pacers-Knicks series, watch those games. That is a toss-up, man.
Absolutely.
That is a very even, and Styles make fights. That's a good one, man.
I love it. Kurt, we'll do this again when the play. We'll do this again. The playoffs have already started. We'll do this again
when
the finals start. Okay, sound good?
That works for me, man.
Kurt, always appreciate you, my man. Great stuff from you as always. There you go. The one, the only Kurt Helan pro basketball talk. All right, we'll recap a couple things he said, and we'll jump into a little NFL talk as well. So much to get to in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.